University of Utah students from the Entertainment Arts and Engineering video game program will be graduating in less than 2 weeks, and many of them are hoping to take their games to the market. Among the projects is a simulator designed to teach police officers how to de-escalate a tense encounter. KUER's Andrea Smarten reports that it may be used by police academies in Utah and across the country.
Engineering master's student Ahmed Al-Salim says police shootings here in Utah and the national debate around the issue motivated his group to try something new.
We Googled that problem and we saw all the news around it, and we tried to go with a solution to this problem. And we were super surprised that nobody did that before. Nobody focused to train policemen how to de-escalate things using simulations. They're all about how good you are about using your gun.
Fellow engineering student Nadal Ilyas is running a simulation on his computer.
I'm going and talking to this guy right now.
In this scenario, the police officer has received a call from a woman that her father is off his medication. The officer finds him in the garage.
He seems a bit agitated and he's doing his work, so I go ahead and talk to him and ask him, hey, could you please stand up?
Whoa, what are you doing here? I'm just trying to get this working. What's this about?
The simulator responds to the tone in Ilya's voice, as well as his hand gestures and postures. The students have consulted with officials from Peace Officer Standards and Training, as well as the State Attorney General's Office, in designing a simulation that is true to life.
If you get too close to him, his anger is increasing, which means that you have to back off a bit, and you have to keep on talking to him in a very calm manner so that his anger slowly decreases.
The project has already received seed money and is the national winner of the Microsoft Imagine Cup. The 6 students who've been working on it say they plan to turn it into a business, and they're hoping that police academies in Utah and across the country start using it as part of their curriculum. Andrea Smarten, KUER News.